This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Ta-da.
Celebrating freedom, defending freedom. With a little free speech. Hi, everybody. It's Scott Hannon live on What's On Your Mind. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun as always.
Woohoo!
The other day on Energy Matters, I said, what's that mean anyway? Where'd that come from? We had 20 texts in about 30 seconds from people explaining, you know, hey, why riding shotgun meant riding shotgun. It was classic. We'll have to, on a slow day one day, we'll have to tell everybody what that all was all about, Todd. Because now we know, thanks to our fine listeners. We do. We are actually broadcasting live from Tioga, North Dakota, the oil capital of North Dakota today, and home to one of those Generous Jerry's fireworks stands, too, by the way. They're everywhere. Couple in Grand Forks, couple in Fargo, Bemidji, a lot in the Iron Range of Minnesota, Williston, Devil's Lake, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Valley City. I'm going to tell you, you have a decision to make. There's a lot of different fireworks stands out there. You will go into no better run operation, no more honest operation, just a good bunch of God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping folks than Generous Jerry and his team at Generous Jerry's Fireworks Stands. They are the best. I'll have to stop and do a little, my own little personal shopping today. Tomorrow with the kids today, it's just yours truly, since they're right here in Tioga as well. We have a couple of special guests for you this hour. I'm going to start with Congressman Colin Peterson, who is a longtime member of the United States Congress. He's a Democrat from Minnesota's House District. Baker, Minnesota native, joining us on the program today. And we also had a couple things we did not get to last hour, including the rest of Ted Cruz's comments related to the questioning of a member of the administration related to why does the 9/11 Commission report have all these references to Islam and terrorism and jihad and now it's all being scrubbed. It was a classic conversation. It's on my Facebook page if you want the full thing. We didn't get a chance to play all of it, but we're going to give you at least the questioning. We'll do that and a few other things coming up on What's On Your Mind. But without any further ado, welcome to the program, Congressman Colin Peterson, ranking member of the House Ag Committee, 7th District.
Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
How many parades are you going to hit this weekend?
Oh, you know, I got an easy weekend. I only got 3.
Wow. You're the parade master. You get to all of them.
I got family coming over. I'm going to fit that in between, and so we'll survive.
And isn't the 7th District of Minnesota, which is basically the whole western half of Minnesota, isn't that like the biggest district that isn't an entire state like North Dakota in the country?
No, it's not. Actually, it's the third biggest. Might even be fourth. The Western District in Kansas and the Western District in Nebraska are both bigger geographically. They have 60, one of them has 66 counties. But, you know, the difference is, you know, we have a town every 10 miles. They have one every 50 miles.
Are they smart enough to realize you need a plane to get to see all your constituents like you're doing?
Well, you know, some of them are and some aren't. You know, Jerry Moran, who I served with on the Ag Committee, represented Western Kansas, and he's in the Senate now. But he would fly home to Kansas City, get in the car, and drive five hours to where he lived, you know, every weekend. And he had promised his girls when he ran for Congress that he would be home every weekend. So one weekend we were doing the farm bill, he flew to Kansas City, got home and spent 8 hours and turned around and came back. So some of them are still driving.
We sometimes forget what you folks do for us. It's easy to beat up on you, you know, every now and then about things we don't like. But that's no easy life, serving in Congress and getting home to your family and your constituents, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges is just dealing with the travel, you know, in these big districts. Some people, you know, in New York City tell me, you know, they can walk from one end of the district to the other in 10 minutes.
So, yeah, but they still live in New York City. I'm not sure if I'd brag about that. It's very interesting. Well, one of the questions we're asking today, I want to talk to you about a bunch of stuff, but one of the questions we're asking is whether or not we're adequately defending freedom today. You know, as we wake up on the cusp of another 4th of July weekend, just on the heels of Turkey this week, and obviously Orlando not long ago, San Bernardino not long ago, and a, you know, in my mind, black and white war. We're at war, right? And I don't know that whether, you know, folks in Detroit Lakes this weekend having a great time get that. I don't know whether members of Congress get that. What do you think? Are we adequately defending this?
Well, I think we're doing what we can do. I mean, the problem with this fight is that we have to be right 100% of the time, and they, the people that are trying to do us harm can get lucky every once in a while, you know. So it's a tough situation, and I don't think there's anything anybody could do to make sure that we're going to be 100% safe. But, you know, what we're now doing compared to what we did before 9/11 is like night and day. You know, and we've got these, I think the most important thing is we've got these counterterrorism task forces that have everybody in the room. And that was one of the problems before. We had these stovepipes, and the FBI wasn't talking to the state police, wasn't talking to the sheriff, and so forth. And so now everybody is in the room sharing this information, and that has made the situation a lot, you know, a lot better. But, you know, it's it's not, it's never going to be perfect, I don't think. And as I said, we have to be right 100% of the time. It's tough to do.
You know, just we were playing earlier, you know, a piece where Ted Cruz is in a congressional hearing. Whether you like or don't like Ted Cruz, and I'm guessing you don't like it.
Ted, you know, I looked like everybody, you know.
But I'm saying, you know, I mean, he's not everybody's cup of tea. I get that, but my point is, his point was spot on. He's looking at the 9/11 report, where we clearly call evil what it is. And by name. And now we got this PC way of fighting these things.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I agree with him on that, yeah.
And all these things have been scrubbed. You don't even call it radical Islamic terrorism. And I realize calling it one thing or another isn't you know, the real fight, right? And you can call it what it is and still not be fighting adequately. But it's like, if you can't even, if we're so afraid, and we know this, we know, you know, that in San Bernardino, the neighbors, I don't dare do anything. Orlando, the guy, the boss of the terrorists, had some of the fellow coworkers come in and say, hey, we got to do something. This guy's nuts. It's crazy. He's like, I don't want a lawsuit. Forget about it. I'm not saying anything. So we're all at Fort Hood, obviously the government, not wanting to look politically incorrect. It seems to me we're dancing on eggshells here rather than fighting with both barrels.
I agree. We should call a spade a spade. I don't think that whether we're going to offend these ISIS people or not is the issue, you know. And, you know, the part of, you know, before I was on the 9/11, I was there when the 9/11 commission was set up. I was on the intelligence committee. I was put on 6 months before 9/11, you know, and I've read the whole report. I've read the 28 pages, and I think they should have been released a long time ago. But the thing that bothers me about this last situation is that, you know, these folks did alert people to this guy in Florida. The FBI had him in there and let him go. You know, why isn't anybody talking about that? That is outrageous, I think.
You know? You're right. Yeah.
You know, and so, again, you know, we're better, but I mean, what was going on there that they let this guy out of their grasp when they had him, apparently interviewed him twice, you know? So I don't know. It's, by and large, I think our law enforcement people are doing the best they can. And, you know, some of this stuff is misguided, like, the issue with the NSA and ostensibly checking everybody's phone records and so forth. I mean, I was out at the NSA with Michael Hayden when he was first putting together this program. And all it does is it takes all of the phone numbers in the country and matches them up and see if there's a hit with people in these foreign countries that we know are bad people. And the only time anybody looks into anything is when your phone is called or you call one of those numbers. They're not looking into any of the other data. But because everybody got all bent out of shape, they tied the hands of the NSA in this regard, which I think was a huge mistake. You know, so to some extent, some of this stuff we're bringing on ourselves. So while we're doing a lot better, we still could do better, in my opinion. And, you know, as I said, we're not going to be right 100% of the time, but we're safer than we used to be.
I, by the way, completely agree with you. I've interviewed General Hayden a couple of times and am flabbergasted at the misinformation on that and the misunderstanding of it and the fear of it when we are removing a very necessary tool from the fighters who are on that front line. That's an area where, in my mind, the American people got it wrong, and the people that, you know, politically stirred that pot and got people into a frenzy over. There's a bunch of numbers in a big box, and no names, no pictures, no addresses, a bunch of telephone numbers.
Right.
And not until you actually get a hit, like you say, and a judge says go ahead, does anybody even follow through on it? It's unbelievable.
Right.
Quick break. I want to talk some ag issues with you, too. Congressman Colin Peterson, a couple calls waiting to weigh in. We'll do that after a break. Join us on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550.
Well, what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
More fun than one person should be allowed to have in the month of July. I told you earlier about the North Dakota Oil Can Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, 19th in Mandaree, 21st in Stanley, and then the 20th will be down at Four Bears Marina for the big fishing derby. Well, here's another one, July 12th. I don't have to wait long for this one. Antler Creek has, they call it the Antler Creek Park. It's in Antler, North Dakota. And the Bottineau County Farm Bureau, their annual meeting and membership drive is going on, and they are throwing open the doors to Antler, inviting everybody to come on in for a big steak fry from 5 until 7. We're going to have a blast. State Bank of Bottineau, Pat Arts Seed Farm, Renville County Farm Bureau, the First National Bank of Bottineau, People's State Bank, Soros River Cooperative, Bottineau Farmers Elevator, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Hefty Seeds of Mohall, Lignite Council, Farm Credit Services, and Angler Outlaws. That's a group. All bringing you our special broadcast from there. We'll be doing two shows, Energy Matters and What's on Your Mind, and sticking around for the fish fry the night of the 12th of August in Antler. So, I'm sorry, July 12th, just a few days away. Hope you join us. Should be great fun. Congressman Colin Peterson represents Minnesota's 7th District, ranking member of the House Ag Committee with us today. Democrat from Minnesota, guy I know have known for a lot of years. We fought a few battles with the flood of 97. How long have you been in Congress? You 30 year? 30 years yet? 20-some what?
Yeah, 26 years going
26
on.
Years.
13 terms. So I'm now, I'm about 30th in seniority out of 435. So, you know, there's people only stay 3-4 terms now. So, half these people, I don't even get to know them before they're gone.
And he has had a lock on that spot for a long time. Been a sight to behold, certainly a political story that's pretty incredible. So I want to ask you a couple of egg things. Before we do, we had a call a week or so ago, an issue. It was actually a father whose son had a mortgage and evidently wasn't paying the mortgage. We didn't get into the reasons why, and some listeners weren't happy with the fact that he wasn't paying it, but he was concerned because he was getting collection calls about his son's mortgage from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and he thought it was really kind of spooky that they knew who he was and everything else. Here's part of the call, and then I want to find out what you know about it.
Today I want to talk about Sallie Mae's college loans. My son, years ago when he went to college, he wrote my wife's name down. She never put her name down in, you know, no John Hancock on there. He's in his mid-20s. He owes in the upper 40s, and they constantly call my house. And we have nothing to do with it. And my wife's called them repeatedly, and they said, we know you did not co-sign, but we want, we're going to keep calling you and stuff until he starts paying for a year. Well, comes yesterday, my mom calls me. They called my parents.
Oh, my
gosh.
Trying
to get a hold of me.
All right, so he was pretty concerned about it. I had that story wrong. It wasn't a mortgage. It was a student loan.
Right.
But I understand we forwarded that onto your office, and I understand you dug into it a little bit, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, before we get into that particular situation, you know, what is outrageous about this is the only loan that I know of in the United States that cannot be eliminated in a bankruptcy. So you can go through bankruptcy and you still owe these private companies your student loan, you know. And the way they've set these things up, if you ever refinance a thing, then you're stuck in the thing forever. And, you know, it's just a lot of people getting trapped in this situation, you know. But we looked into this, and the deal is, the company claims, and it's called Navient that now has these student loans, that they're required by the government to do everything within their power to collect this. And so that's their excuse. And so in the case of this parent or grandparent, this is apparently something they do. And they even call friends, apparently, according to what we found out. So if you're a friend of somebody that owns one of these loans, they'll even call you.
What, are they stalking your Facebook page, or how do they find this?
I don't know how they're finding out the information, but
they'll call coworkers too.
Yeah.
I went to radio stations where they called, you know, the other guys in the radio. Hey, can you talk to so and so and get them to pay their bill?
Oh my gosh!
It's like, what? Really?
Yeah,
we're doing that?
Anyway, so that's their justification, and I don't agree with that. But the thing that the people need to do is write a letter to the Department of Education and certify it and tell them, and also send it to the company and tell them to quit contacting them. And once they've gone through that process, then they can't, they have to quit contacting them. So there is a way to stop it. But they, as I said, they justify this saying that the government requires that they use every means possible to collect this. So,
wow.
You know,
got it.
This,
appreciate
you
checking it out.
We've got people in this country upside down and in big trouble over these student loans, you know, and I just tell people, be careful. Don't borrow this money unless you absolutely have to. And a lot of young people don't think about it, you know, and they run up a debt and then they're, sometimes you get out of college, can't find a job, you know. I think that we got so many companies looking for workers in my district. That's the biggest issue I have in my district. People can't find enough folks to work. And you can go to a vocational school for a year and come out with a $70,000 a year job and no debt. And you can do that all over my district. So I just say to people, be careful before you run up these debts.
I only have a minute left, and I wanted to ask you about a couple of things that are going to take longer than a minute. But let me just quickly ask you about a recent conversation we had with Congressman Kevin Cramer about the renewable fuel standard and the EPA being in it expiring. Kevin thinks, hey, good, it's going to expire. Let's get the EPA out of it, and is getting some criticism for him. Where are you at on that issue?
Well, obviously, I support the RFS, and I've been working with Kevin and people from the oil industry to see if there's a middle ground on this, which I believe there are. But, you know, to get the EPA out of this is unrealistic because this is something that started with the California Air Standards Board, and the EPA is involved in setting mileage standards and the type of fuel that you can sell. And so in these attainments areas where they're got smog from, not, it doesn't affect us, but like in Chicago, then you have to have a different kind of fuel. So you get mixed up in all of that stuff. That's frankly a lot bigger problem than the RFS is. But there's a lot of misinformation put out. The guy that has the bill to get rid of the RFS didn't even realize that the corn ethanol is capped at 15 billion gallons, which we're at 14.8 billion now. So we're at the maximum, and it doesn't go up, and we aren't going to build any more ethanol plants. You know, so they're fighting a battle with us over 200 million gallons, which doesn't make any sense. So we've been having these meetings, Kevin and I have, and a bunch of our colleagues, to see if we can come to an agreement amongst ourselves about what the facts are and get rid of all of this nonsense and see if there's a way to reform this thing that works for everybody. And I think there is. So that's going to be something we work on next Congress.
Sounds good. Look forward to hearing about it some more. Also want to visit with you and when we come back another time about some drainage issues that I think you're making some good progress on, as well as you know, alleviate some flooding issues and get the feds to think a little smarter there. So let's do that next time we chat. Thanks, Colin. Have a great fourth.
Yep, thank you.
Take care. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC's Executive Director, Chuck Claremont, discussing a parent's influence on their teen drivers.
We want to get those people before when they start driving to have the right habits. Put your seatbelt on. Don't text and drive. Look how hard it was for maybe people in maybe my generation or older to change the habit of wearing a seatbelt. But you know what? Our kids, it's standard. They get in the car, they put a seatbelt on. They don't even think twice about it because that's what we taught them at a young age. So I think what's important is understand what the safe practices are out there as adults and start teaching your kids at an age that now, hey, they start these safe practices early. But you don't sit in a car and you don't text and then say 2 years later when your son or daughter is now becoming a licensed driver, well, don't do as I do as I say. You know, that's not the right way. It's don't text and drive. And obviously, when your kids are in the car, it's even ultimately more important.
For more safety tips and downloadable resources, go to ndsc.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Texts that have come in. Three things about Bill Clinton. One, he wants Hillary charged. We all know his reputation with women. Okay, I think that was two. When I asked a veteran, this is a different texter, when I asked a veteran what should be done in the Middle East when we were freeing Kuwait, he said we should turn that sand into glass. We can drill through it and get the oil. I agree. Another texter, this may not be the topic of the day, but I heard this morning that a federal judge stopped a law protecting a business owner from being sued for refusing service to someone from the LGBT community. Does this mean a bar owner can be sued for refusing service to someone that is intoxicated? Apparently the right to refuse service is long gone. Another texter, after every vile, despicable thing Donald Trump has said about Ted Cruz, not the least of which was accusing his father of being involved with the Kennedy assassination, there is zero chance he will ever align himself with that man. Yeah, again, can you set what's said about you aside in order to do something good for the country? I'd hope they both could. Myself. Gosh, saying stuff about somebody. Man alive. Man up. Another texter, I think freedom has to be earned. I think freedom has to be earned by everyone for one to respect it. Interesting. I think freedom has to be earned by everyone for one to respect it. Looking for freedom with other people's sacrifices will never get you there. That's profound. That is profound. Another texter says, Gene's cows like grass? I thought hippie cows lived in Colorado. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. A lot of places you can go there. Yeah. One other texter who texted me, not Todd, with a comment. I wanted to get all these in because we've been a little short on your commentary today with our guests on the program, but good stuff. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can call me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Ben from Velva says, Scott, I'd love to hear you give some recognition to Lavoie Finicum and his family. He was trapped and gunned down because of his attempts to educate the rest of America about the proper role of government at every level. Well, Ben, you just did, and I hope I did too, because he deserves some recognition. I don't disagree. He was not perfect. None of us are. But he was a patriot. There's no doubt in my mind about that. No doubt in my mind about that. All right. Thanks to Congressman Colin Peterson. We'll have him back. We didn't get to the calls that were waiting. I apologize. Didn't get to I small talked too long. I was just, kibitzing a little about that big district of his, and we chewed up a little too much time. But It's the 4th of July weekend. We got to do that. Amanda's here from the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. She knows all about the 4th of July weekend. Happy 1st of July, Amanda.
Absolutely, and a happy Friday, everybody.
Exactly, and although the weather's not exactly cooperating in Tioga, it's a little rainy, cloudy. The gas plant must have some issues because that flare looks like it's the size of the moon. But other than that, things are good.
They are good, and I just want to remind everybody that every Friday night here at Pinnacle, we have our family pizza meal deal, which is two large any-topping pizzas with breadsticks and a 2 liter of soda for $18.99. So definitely come in and see us.
That is a great deal. Any other specials you want to tell us about you got going on?
We do. Through the month of July, we actually have our Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. You come in and get two of those, a bag of chips and a 22-ounce fountain drink for $3.50. And if you need to cure your sweet tooth afterwards, we have our fresh baked six-pack of variety cookies for $3.99.
Fantastic. And don't forget that green chili grill made to order. Burritos, nachos, load them up, and it is good.
It is very good.
It's worth the trip. They're monster burritos, too. They're really, really good. The best. So check them out. Made-to-order burgers, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Amanda.
All right, thank you.
You've been great telling us about all the great specials at Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Highway 40, just north of Highway 2 in Tioga. They're, of course, his family as well. All right, our next guest is the founder and chief communicator of Pulse. It is a prayer and evangelism movement that is putting together something called Together 2016. He recently had an audience with His Holiness, Pope Francis, and is really bringing a lot of different faith groups together, a lot of different, and I keep hearing about this, and I said, we got to get him on the program. Nick Hall joins us on What's On Your Mind. Nick, how are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations on all the great things you have going on these days.
Well, we're working hard, and, you know, we just really believe that our nation needs some hope, and so we're trying to rally a generation and point to things that we think matter.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you're doing it. Tell me a little bit about your story. Where are you from?
From North Dakota, born and raised. Born in Grand Forks, went to high school at Oak Grove and Fargo there, and families from Langdon and all over North Dakota, really. But, I went to NDSU, started Pulse, this organization, through an English paper I wrote as a student, and it's just grown every year. I mean, we put on some of the largest student-led events in the nation and spread across the country, and really over the last 10 years it's built and... Yeah, I mean, we just really believe there's an urgency to call the nation to come together and to pray. And for those of us with faith, that we can come together and really remember, you know, that our hope is found above as much as it is here and hopefully more.
No kidding. And Together 2016 is what? Tell people what you're planning, what's all coming together here.
Yeah, so Together 2016 is something that we're really praying will be a generation-defining moment. I mean, we're calling over 1 million people to come to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. For a gathering. We'll say the only agenda is Jesus. I mean, we really believe that it's time to come together around something of hope and of purpose, and we believe Jesus' life offers us an example. And so those of us with faith, especially those of us coming from a Christian background, Catholic background, I think there's just this common ground for us to rally, to pray. You know, we believe that moments of historic change are marked by historic gathering. And so, you know, we've been working on this for 5 years, and we got a bunch of leaders, you know, pastors and speakers from Ravi Zacharias and Francis Chan to, you know, musicians like Michael W. Smith and Lecrae and Hillsong United, and it's a huge lineup, but really we're just praying and rallying people across the country. So people are busing from all over. You know, there's buses coming from across North Dakota, South Dakota, buses coming from Washington State, California. People have chartered planes for this thing. It's going to be big.
Unbelievable. And when is it happening?
It's happening on Saturday, July 16th, so a little over 2 weeks away here, and there's service projects the entire week, so a lot of groups are coming in and, you know, just experiencing our nation's capital, seeing some tours, and then volunteering. We have 8,000 service projects that people are going to be cleaning up and just serving in the area as families or as church groups. And, yeah, we're excited. I mean, as you said, Pope Francis, he actually shot a promo video for our event and even told people to buy the T-shirt. So I, you know.
He's a capitalist after all. I love it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I'm sitting in Rome and had this meeting, and I call into our office and I say, I think we need to order more T-shirts. You know, the Pope just told people to get our shirts. So it's, yeah, we're excited. I mean, we just really, again, we believe that prayer changes things, and we just think, man, across different lines, you know, whatever people's political affiliation is, you know, we think we can agree that we need to pray. And we think we can agree that we need some divine intervention. And so I think that's what we're trying to do. And we just really believe that faith is foundational to our nation. And that it's important. And so that's what this is all about. It's about Jesus. We're going to have some fun.
So now you got to bring me inside meeting Pope Francis. That had to be awesome.
Yeah, you know, it was really a crazy deal. I mean, it just came together in the kind of the wildest way. I got invited to be a part of this group there. And so at first I was a part of, you know, normally I guess these meetings are, you know, the groups of 30 or 40 people. And it's kind of, you know, there's some remarks. And then I got ushered into this back room where then it was just literally me and Pope Francis and his assistants. And, it was just, you know, I didn't know what the typical protocol was. I asked if I could give him a hug, if that was appropriate. And, he lit up and said, "See," you know, and then wrapped his arms around me and offered me some water. I mean, just a really down to earth guy, super humble, really just, shared his heart just to see, young people, follow and know Jesus and really across lines. I mean, whether it's Catholic or Protestant, I think, the desire that he expressed to us was really just, to encourage, people to be praying and, you know, and looking above. And so it's pretty remarkable to have him, you know, endorse Sammy, because this event, I mean, we'll tell people this isn't a Catholic event. This isn't a Lutheran event. This isn't an evangelical event. This is a Jesus event. And yet still to have all these leaders of these different streams.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, even like you say, I mean, there's some people, you say it's a Jesus event. You're going to honestly, you know, have them be a little bit, that's not me, right? I'm not going to go there. I loved what you said earlier. It's about hope. I mean, it's about hope. And obviously I know where my hope comes from. You do too. And I hope more people ultimately have that. But I just love the fact you're getting young people together to talk about hope and maybe a million of them. And maybe you're recognizing through a service project of doing something good for somebody else that it's not about me. Right. It's not about me. I think it's a great thing you're doing. I really do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Scott. We think it's an important time for our nation. And so we're excited to build some bridges and, you know, have people that maybe don't agree on everything, but we can come together and, you know, that faith can be a foundation there, but really that everyone's invited. And, it is hope, it's love, it's a service. And I really believe this next generation is full of promise. And so we say all the time that the next generation is our future. But we'll always challenge that and say they're only going to be our future if we make them our present. And so, we just really think the time is now to equip and empower a generation.
Well, I tell you, I'm excited for you, and I really this is amazing. 5 years in the making, you know, a million people in Washington, D.C., quite an event. All these folks coming together, getting the international acclaim it is from none other than the Holy Father and Pope Francis. Wow, it's incredible. Nick, congratulations to you. We're going to watch this with our buttons popping, and hope you have a great event. Look forward to recapping it with you after, okay?
Sounds good, Scott. Thank you.
Take care. Nick Hall, North Dakota, doing some good. Don't you love it? Back to your calls after this on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So Monday, we will have a best of broadcast. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall we did with Clint Romachet, the Medal of Honor winner, who wrote a great book. Really looking forward to you hearing that if you missed it, because we got to celebrate those that served us on this 4th of July. They bought our freedom, right? Also, a little bit on Medora from a broadcast there to get you all up to speed on what's new at Medora, including that neat little gospel brunch they're doing on Saturday and Sunday mornings now, which is kind of cool. Tuesday, I'm going to be live at the University of North Dakota Memorial Union for a full-hour talk radio town hall with the new president of the University of North Dakota, Mark Kennedy, will join us live at UND. Tuesday on What's on Your Mind. A couple of texts I didn't get to, and then we'll get to some calls. Casey in Bismarck texts, hey, I do not believe we are properly defending our freedom, Scott. To answer your question. We are cowering, she says, behind political correctness and oversensitivity. God bless our troops. They put themselves out there and fight the good fight, despite not getting the political backing they deserve. You're so right. And, of course, they don't mind doing it, and they volunteer to do it, which is just extraordinary. I just worry whether they have the resources, whether we are committing it. You know, this is as much about us as it is about government leaders being understanding this fight, in my mind, properly defending freedom. Another texter says, as a conservative, I understand that somebody might vote for Trump so Hillary doesn't get the job. What I don't understand is how conservatives are publicly compromising their positions to defend Donald's positions. Since the life issue is a deal breaker for you, why hasn't Trump come out against the Supreme Court's decision against abortion this past week? And conservatives are not conservative if they are for Trump's position on tariffs and his position on forcing businesses to do anything they want to do. Not sure what that means. Let me just use the life thing. So the bar for this listener is that if Trump doesn't say anything about the Supreme Court decision, it means he's not pro-life. Come on! Don't do that as a pro-lifer. Don't say, here's the rules, and if you don't follow those rules, then you're not pro-life. That's just not how it works. We saw that with Doug Burgum in the recent race for governor, who very clearly said, I'm pro-life. Here's what I would do if I was presented with bills similar to what have been passed. I'd sign them. I'm absolutely against abortion, except in the case of rape and abuse. I mean, and yet, oh, well, what did he say before? Where was he then? Give me a break. Pro-life movement is absolutely wrong in my mind to run around and expect perfection from everybody. I'm going to take Ben Carson's word on Donald Trump on that issue. But get out of the game. I'm saying I don't like that. Don't like the tariff deal. You want Hillary? You're going to not like a lot of stuff. All right. Who's been waiting the longest here? Let's get David Minot. What's on your mind, David?
Morning.
How are you?
Good morning, sir. I just got done watching the interview with the Attorney General concerning the meeting with Clinton on the plane.
Yeah.
She said numerous times that I am deferring my judgment to team leaders. Now, if you've ever dealt with people deeply in government, when they say that, that means they're washing their hands clean of it. When they say things like team and leaders, that means they'll never give you a name. The interviewer should have asked her, so, out of these team leaders, give us a name. Who are you going to take your advice from? Give us a name. They'll never do it. Yeah. If you've ever dealt with these people, this is how they work. I've had it happen in my personal life. I've sat across the desk from people who say, well, we'll leave it up to the team. Uh-huh. That means they ain't going to give you a name.
Yeah, I think I just said, pull this leg and it plays jingle bells. But I'm with you, David, completely. Leon, on the road, what's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline?
Happy 4th, Scott. I hope you and your family have a blast.
God bless you, my brother. Same to you.
Oh, and Generous Gary's your spot on. Awesome, awesome business. I hope he makes a ton of money this weekend. But as I'm thinking about the 4th, I'm thinking about our military and how much I and you and all your listeners love the military. I am concerned, though, about the military. I'm concerned that we're moving away from a Patton-esque military and we're moving towards an Obama-esque military. I think about the way that this administration uses our military like a social engineering petri dish, and it's making our military less. Seriously,
I'm with you. I agree. I totally agree. And I just wonder when somebody's going to stand up in the system and say enough. You know, when does somebody resign in protest? When do they jump up and down? I don't get it. Love your passion, Leon. Keep it coming. Tom West Fargo, you got the last word today. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I told Manny, just wanted to thank you and Todd and Manny for all that you do for the great state of North Dakota and wish you a happy 4th of July.
Well, we love Minnesota and South Dakota and Montana, too, and our Canadian friends. We are homers for North Dakota. Is it that obvious, yep. Tom?
Oh, yes, and I'm also pro-lifer, and I'm glad that you speak up for it. So I'll let you go with that.
All right. Well, that was very nice of you.
I do have to remind Tom that I'm a Gopher fan, though, actually being in Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody's perfect. I think that's been the theme of the week, right? Nobody's perfect. Yeah, nobody's perfect. There's lots of love about you, Manny. Your Gopher fandom is not one of them. You know what I'm saying? Tom, take care. Thanks for calling. Todd, happy 4th. And first.
Happy Independence Day weekend, everybody.
Yes. Manny, same to you.
And happy 1st, happy 2nd, happy 3rd, happy 5th.
If you can't wait for the next edition of What's on Your Mind, you can call me right now on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, answer 24-7, 855-200-1776. God bless you. If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and a good housekeeping seal of approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.